to review where we are, we're on Chav Tes Amud Beis, but in order to understand today's Gemara, we have to give a slight review. Bapata said that if somebody makes something Kaddish till the tree gets cut down, so Bapata said when the tree gets cut down, it still has to be redeemed. Because the concept of Kedusha Lepaka Bechdi, Kedusha does not leave on its own. Ula argued, and Ula said Kedusha does leave on its own. Rav Nuna asked, why is it different than Kedushin? Person can't make a temporary Kedushin because Kedushin doesn't leave on its own. Why is Kedushin different? So Rava answered him that there's a difference between the type of Kedusha. That Ula holds, again, my Bapata said no Kedusha leaves on its own. Ula said it does. So Rava qualifies Ula and differentiates between something that's intrinsically Kaddish, that it itself has to be used, that can never leave on its own, and something that its money has to be used, it's for money, Kedusha Zamim, that does leave on its own. Kedushin is Kedusha Zagov. Therefore, you can't compare it to a monetary kind of hegdish. Abaya questioned him, because Abaya had a brisa, and the brisa said that if somebody says it's an idol for 30 days and it's a shlomim afterwards, it becomes a shlomim. And if he says, two cases the brisa says, if he says, after 30 days, Ayla, and now Shlomim, it's Shlomim for 30 days, and then becomes Ayla. Now, that's a repeat of cases. There's no difference between case one, when he said Ayla for 10 Shlomim, and Shlomim and then Ayla. Adarab, if anything, the Kal V'Chaymer. If Ayla can go down to Shlomim, Shlomim for sure can go up to Ayla. So, therefore, Abaya said, obviously, the Brisa repeats itself to say that whether it's a Kedusha Sargof or whether it's Kedusha Zamim, both leave on their own. That's why the Brisa says two cases. One, to tell me that this was a Balmum animal and he donated it towards using for a carbon, and there it can leave after 30 days. And one, to tell me that even if this is a carbon itself, you can change the Kedusha and it can leave from one to the other. So that's where we left off yesterday. That Rava was Shver. That Rava, who said that there's a difference in Kedusha Sam and Kedusha Sagov, there's no reason for two cases. There's no reason for two cases. And since there's no reason for two cases, must be, but one of the cases of the price is Kedusha Sagov, and therefore Rava is Shver. Not only is Rava Shver, but for sure Bapata is Shver. Because he said no Kedusha can leave on its own. No matter how you learn this Brisa, the Brisa says Kedusha leaves on its own. But now, first of all, we have a question on Rava. And second of all, and we're going to have, it's an automatic question on Barpala, who said no Kedusha can leave on its own. Yes, doctor.
If you're going to cover this, but
you have to, I'm sorry, there's noise behind me, noise.
The situation occurs, we're going to cover this.
I heard that part, yes.
But if, let's say that someone steals a cow, or a cow, or whatever, but something which has conditions of A steals a cow from the hectares. He tells B that this cow is completely unhealthy. Is B guilty of the healer?
Yes.
Okay, I remember wrong. Thank you.
In Kedusha Damim, once you, the first guy is Mayo, the item becomes Chulin. In Kedusha Sagov, it never changes.
That's what I was remembering
incorrect. Okay. So, Zakti Gemara, we are on Chav Tes Amud Beis. And we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line from the top. Lema to have a chuf to the Barpada. So this Brisa that says Kedusha can leave, is the tuft in the Barpada. The Rishayim are bothered. We're in the middle of asking a Rava. It should have said, Lema to have a tuft in the Rava. That was what we were aiming for. Abaye was talking to Rava. Abaye was not talking about Barpada. It's true. It's a kasha of Barpada also. But why does the Brisa not say, why doesn't the Gemara zero in on what it was talking about? Rava had made a difference that the Kedushas are good for Kedushas Dabim. Abaye is proving that there's no difference. So the one we're asking on is Rava. That's what Abaye was talking to. So the Gemara should have said, Lema to have a chuf to the Rava. The Gemara leaves that out. It is a kashan Rava. The Gemara doesn't mention that. The Gemara goes straight for Barpala, who was sharing the whole concept of Kedusha leaving. So there's a machlokes Rishayim how to answer it. The Ran, The Ran answers. I think it's on the Yamed Aleph. The Ran answers that the Bryce is just saying, the Gemara is just saying, it's Rava plus Bar Para. The Rush, however, takes a little bit different. Let us take a look at the Rush. The Rush says, Lamed have a chuf to the Bar Para. Lush in the Dara Mishuna. So the Rush answers the question by saying, this is Masechtas Nedarim. And therefore, there's an allowance here of the Gemara stressing at the point that shouldn't have stressed. Kiven the Akshi LaRava, that feel the Kedushas Aguf Paka, Kalshkin the Avachukhid Barpada. What the Gemara means to say is, it's fair in Rava, and for sure on Barpada. I think Gemara doesn't mention Rava's name. Lush in the Dara Mishuna. This is what happens in Masechtas Nedarim. That's how the Rush answers the question. That we left out Rava, even though it's a kash on Rava. But if it's a kash on Rava, it's a sure kash on Barpada, because Barpada said no kedusha goes off by itself. And for the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Amar Lach Barpada. Barpada will answer you. Hachi Kama, a noob shot in the Braisa. The Braisa means to say. The Braisa means to say. And according to the Rush, he's changing the Braisa. The Braisa means to say as follows. I'm going to go back to the first case. Barpada learns the Braisa that the Braisa is saying that if a guy said, I want to make this animal shlumim after 30 days, it works. You shouldn't think that when one donates something to Hegdish, it has to be immediate. You can delay your donation to Hegdish. You can say it now, and it'll kick in 30 days later. And the Braisa means to say, and he's changing the words, is if you wouldn't donate it to Ayla today, and you would just say, after 30 days shlomim, it would become a shlomim. That you donated it to Ayla today, avoid, doesn't let it become a shlomim. Kedusha loy paka b'gdi. No kedusha goes out by itself. A Barpada holds, even a Kedusha's Dumim doesn't go out by itself. The Bryce is saying, you shouldn't think that Hegdish either now or never. A guy can say, after 30 days, it's a Shlomim. And it would become a Shlomim after 30 days. The only reason it won't work in this case is because he said, after 30 days, Shlomim, and now Ayla. So he's blocking, it becomes an Ayla, it's too late to turn into Shlomim. The Braisa that says it's a shlomim is if you didn't say, now it's an ayla. If you don't say, now it's an ayla, you can say, after 30 days, it's shlomim. That's how the Braisa is according to Barpada. It's a different Braisa. It's not talking about making something one thing which transfers to something else. Barpada holds, Kedusha cannot transfer. Kedusha lepaka b'mdi. What the Braisa is saying is, do not think that you cannot make a Hegdish. Now the Gemara is going to say, why would I think that way? That's the next piece of Gemara. But the Braisa is speaking out. Do not think that if I donate something to Hegdish, it has to kick in right away. It doesn't have to kick in right away. It can kick in 30 days from now. But if you make something Kedusha after 30 days and then make something Kedusha today, it'll block that 30 days thing from kicking in. It only kicks in if you didn't say it's an Ayla now. That's when after 30 days it becomes a Shlomim. Let's read it inside. Haki Kamar. Im lo yama ma'achshav shlomim. He's going on the second case. La'achad lama yayim ayla havi. Mi di da havi. It's similar. To ayim alish yas kachki la'achad lama yayim. The guy goes over to the woman and says, marry me after 30 days. I want to give you kedushin today, but it shouldn't kick in after 30 days. The mekudeshes v'yava bishin nesach lamas. Even though she spends the money beforehand, the Kedushin is Chal. Now, I want to spend 2 minutes on this. I'm going to come back to the case of Hegdish in a minute. But I want to say the Kiddush and Kedushin. The guy walks over to a woman and says, you owe me $100. I want to be Mekadosh you with $100 you owe me. It's not a Kedushin. He's not giving her anything. He's not giving her anything. She had the $100 already. She spent it already. It's gone. What is he giving her? That's not giving a woman anything. If he says, I'm likely you with the pleasure of I'm mekadesh you with the pleasure that you have that I forgave you, that he's giving her pleasure now. But if he wants to be mekadesh you with the money, it doesn't work. That's how halacha, hamekadesh b'milveh ein mekudeshes. A guy walks over to a woman and says, I'm mekadesh you with the cousin that you have. You have something that I gave you to hold. I'm giving it to you now as a present. That works as kedushin. He's giving her something. He's giving her something that he owns, and now he gave it to her. So now she owns it. That does work as kedushin. Now, here you have a very interesting case. You have a case of a guy that gave a woman money for kedushin. He handed her money for kedushin. She spent it. When the kedushin kicks in, that money is gone. Is that giving her something or not? Now, he didn't give it to her when the kedushin kicks in. When the kedushin kicks in, it's not around. But the halacha is it works. Because it was given for kedushin and created a connection, bond, shibud, whatever word you want to say. She now has his money with an allowance to spend it. But he gave her the same kedushin. Wasn't a loan that later on he wants to use for kedushin. He gave it for kedushin. So the halacha is it works. So the Gemara is saying that the chiddush of this brisa is, just like you can tell a woman, I want this kedushin to kick in 30 days. And I don't care if the money is around or not around. The halacha is, since he gave it to her for kedushin, that's called the maisa kedushin that can kick in 30 days. So also, if he says it should be hegdish in 30 days, even though he said it now, it can kick in 30 days. That's the brisa. Now, is that a chiddush or not? Gemara is going to get involved in that. We didn't get that part yet.
Rabbi.
I'm sorry. One second. So again, the Gemara is going to get involved. What exactly is the brisa? What would I think without the brisa? What is the chiddush here? The Gemara will get involved in that. But that's what the brisa is trying to tell me. Now, why do I have two cases? We'll have to see. But that's how Bar Pada learned the Brisa. Yes, Harvey.
I was just going to ask what the Havamina was, whether the Havamina was that she had to keep it in the same form and not touch it. Okay. Away.
Yes.
So, if you're actually talking about something you said in the middle, that if someone says to a woman who spent the money, already I am going, you know, I gave you $100, now what I'd like to do, you have a debt to me, what I would like to do is give you, and I'm going to mekadesh you with the pleasure you had from the money you spent. Is that what you said?
Pleasure you had for not having to pay me.
Okay, so it's immediate. Okay, that answers my question.
Okay, Zuck Darash. Haki Kama, I think that's what we're up to. Yeah, Haki Kama. He changes the words. The Bar Pada is rewriting this brisa. How does he learn this? In both cases, the brisa is telling you, if you didn't mess it up, it would work after 30 days. But by making something kaddish now, you don't let it kick in after 30 days. But now that you made it a shlamim now, it can never change. By Pada says, this is true in Kedushas Hagluf and in Kedushas Damim, and that's why there's two cases. What is to tell me that it can kick in 30 days? Like Kedushas Haguf, if you didn't ruin it, I hate the word ruin it, if you didn't make it not work by saying something is Kaddish now, and what is saying, even by Kedushas Damim, if you make something Kaddish now, it can't switch. Because once it's Kaddish, Kedushas Leipaka Bechdi. And the two cases is to tell me, I don't care what kind of Kedusha this is. Whether this is a carbon, whether this is to be used to get money for a carbon, both cases, because you said now it's something, it cannot be made after 30 days. That's what my pattern is saying. Well, Rava, I read Kedushas Haguf. And Rava learns, no, this is only true by Kedushas Haguf. And Vereish Enami Mepharshi Yachi. Shorza Oilakos Shloshim Yoyim. So Rava learns both cases are Makdushas Haguf, and I don't care whether it goes up or down. Meaning, don't think that Ayla can't turn into Shlomim, but Shlomim can turn into Ayla. No. If you say one, it can't transfer. So to Rava the Chiddush of the two cases is that Makdushas Haguf, it doesn't go up and it doesn't go down. Either way, doesn't go up, doesn't go down, it doesn't go up. And by Kuita Ba'Bara, what is Makdushas Damim and what is Makdushas Haguf? No money, no kind of hegdus can leave on its own. So to Rash, the Mukadash is Abish and the Saklu Amaz. This is by Kedushin. The Hari Zuzi, Loyla Pekadin Dami, Loyla Boba Dami. Because this money is something you can look at two ways. By the time Kedushin kicks in, he's not giving her anything. It's like a loan. But it's not like a loan because he gave it to her for a Kedushin. And on the other hand, it's not Pekadin. Because by the time the Kedushin kicks in, it's not around. A Pekadin is around. So it's somewhere in the middle. So the halacha is, it can kick in. Now let me explain something else here that will make it easier to understand, or perhaps easier to understand. If somebody makes a kinyan, let's say, forget a woman now, forget Kedushin. If somebody makes a kinyan, let's say I'm selling my field after 30 days, it only works if the kinyan is still around 30 days later. Meaning, if the guy is kind of my land with a chazaka, right? Chazaka is the wrong one. With a star. So the star is still here 30 days later. So the kinyan can kick in. But let's say the guy comes to me and he hands me his handkerchief. And I say, I'll sell you this field in 30 days. It will not work. Because by the time the kinyan kicks in, the kinyan is gone. The kinyan has to be present at the time when the kinyan kicks in. That's the rule in kinyanim. If I sell you my cow, if I sell it to you with chatzar, and the cow is in your chatzar 30 days from now, so if the kinyan is still present, I sold it to you now, and the kinyan I made is still present 30 days later. If the cow is located somewhere in a swamp, and I grazing in some land, and I sell you with a handkerchief, it doesn't work after 30 days. That is called kolsa kinyanai. Your kinyan ended. It has to be ever present. How is money? The money was spent. Is that called that the kinyan is gone? The answer is no. Because since money leaves over a debt, since money has to be returned if not used correctly, so since I gave you money for that purpose and the debt is still there, that's called an ever-present kinyan. That's called that the kinyan is present at the time. Therefore, by kedushin, the money is present. It's not present in actuality. She spent it. But since if she spent it and is not mukadeshes, she owes me money. So if I lent it to her to go to Vegas, and she spent the money, and now I want to give it to her for Kedushin, I can't. But if I gave it to her for Kedushin, and my act of giving Kedushin created this bond, debt, whatever you want to call it, that is enough to work for Kedushin. That's what the Gemara is saying. It's the debt created by my giving her the money for a Kedushin makes the Kedushin present 30 days later. That's not true.
So by Passover, when I sell the Rav a bag of flour.
No, you're not. Don't ever sell the Rav a bag of flour. He doesn't want your bag of flour. He doesn't want to be kind of your bag of flour. That's to make him a shliach.
Okay.
No. It's your bag of flour. Please. Okay. I'm a Rav that sells chametz. I don't want anybody's chametz.
Thank you. Absolutely. Okay, so you're not selling actually the object itself. You're selling the...
Not selling.
What?
You're not selling. Okay. You are appointing the rabbi as an agent. Yes. And the kinyan is not necessary, by the way. If you can't reach him, call him on the phone and make him a shliach, it works. It's a better shlichus if it's done through a kinyan.
Right.
And since on Passover, we're very worried about chametz, so we do everything we can. And then Rav sits down, by the way, all the rabbanim in town, that may be one, two, sit down, and one rav, and everybody makes one rav a shliach, and then he sells it with seven different kiyanim, because we want to cover our bases. So he does seven different types of acquisition with the guy. The guy acquires it seven different ways. That way, if one didn't work, the second works, the third works, the fourth works, we want to cover our bases. But no rav is buying your chametz.
Okay.
The guy is buying your chametz.
That's fine. If I got this one. You give a woman a malva, you cannot make a deuce with it.
No.
Because...
not giving you anything.
Because it's gone.
Yeah.
Even if it's still in a pocket...
doesn't make a difference. The right to spend it makes it gone. There is a man the armor condition that wants to say if it's in a pocket, it works, but we don't pass him that way.
Okay,
so, but
then
it's your item. You give it to her. It's a present. It's not Michael.
When you gave it to her, it's a temporary...
No, she doesn't own it.
She doesn't own it. Oh, I see. So when
you're holding my pen. It's my pen. I'm not Michael it. Michael is a debt.
When you use that picardon for...
I'm giving it to her.
At that moment.
Yeah, it's not Michael.
Not Michael, I used the wrong word.
It's a matana. It's a present. It's my pen. The woman's holding my pen. And I tell her to keep it for Kedush. And I just gave her a pen.
Now where I was going with this question.
Frank the Gemara Pshita. What is the Chiddush? Why should I think it doesn't work? Why would the price have to tell me that if I make Hekdish in 30 days, it works? The guy wants to change his mind. He wants to change his mind before it kicks in. Now, in Masechtas Kedushin, this is a machlokes. Reuven goes over to Rachel. He says, I want to be Mekadesh you after 30 days. And she says, fine. She takes the money. Day 20, she calls him up and says, Reuven, I changed my mind. I don't want to be married to you. One month the armor says, it's too late. The kinyan is in process. She cannot pull out. The other month the armor says, she can change her mind. The kinyan didn't kick in yet. She can say, I don't want kedushin, I'll give you back your money. I'll pay you back your money. That's a machlokes in Masechtas Kedushin. We're not going to get involved in that now. That is a fact in Masechtas Kedushin. So the Kiddush in this Gemara is that even if you hold, you can change your mind by Kedushin. Let's read the Gemara. Hanicha l'mad amar eina chazeres l'tzvicha d'hadibbe. The guy changed his mind. He donated it for a shlamim in 30 days, and he changed his mind. So it's good according to the Man Yama that says you can't change your mind. So that's what the Bryce is teaching me. The Bryce is teaching me that you can't change your mind. But the one that says by Kedushin you could change your mind, so heck, this should be the same thing. But the guy changed his mind. And the Bryce's Kiddush is no changing of mind. That works if you hold by Kedushin, a woman can't change her mind. But if you hold by a Kedushin, a woman could change her mind. So by Hegdish, the guy should also be able to change his mind. So what's the Chiddush of the Braisa? Yes?
He can change his mind by what?
Again. The guy goes over...
or for the...
Again, let's say, go back. The Machlokes and Masechtas Kedushin. Reuven tells Rachel, I'm being Mekadesh you after 30 days. On day two, he gave her money. She accepts it willingly. She's excited. She dances. It's over. 20 days later, she has a change of heart or of mind and calls him up and says, it's over. I'm sending you back the money. One man the armor says she canceled the Kedushin, and one man the armor says she didn't cancel the Kedushin. Now, we're answering here that the Chiddush of this bride is that if a guy says after 30 days it's an Ayla, or after 30 days it's a Shlomim, it kicks in even if he changes his mind. That's what we're answering that the Chiddush of this bride says. That it's non-retractable. Even though it's not Hegdish yet, it's going to become Hegdish at the end of day 30, it's not retractable. So that makes sense if you hold that my Kedushin is also non-retractable. Once you made it, it's done. whether it kicks in now or kicks in 30 days, just like a woman can't change her mind after she's mukadeshes. If he does kedusha now and then 10 days later she says, I'm out, doesn't work. So here it doesn't work either. So that's the chiddush of this brisa, that you can change your mind. But according to the mandamari, you could change your mind by kedusha. That means it is retractable. So that means here it's also retractable.
There's business by one person, not by both people. In the case of
a korban. But that not every difference makes a difference.
That's what I'm asking.
Again, you're right. But there, she's changing her mind, and she has the right to change the mind. Now, here, he cannot. There, he can change his mind, too. Makes no difference who changes their mind. One man the other is saying, it hasn't kicked in yet. The other man the other is saying, it's too late. It's done. Just like after kedusha, nobody can call up and change their mind. They have to give a divorce. So the according to the Mahadamah, it says, if you can't change your mind, fine. But according to the Mahadamah, it says, you could change your mind. So what's the chiddush here? You could change your mind. You can't answer me that the chiddush is you can't change your mind. Yes, doctor.
There was
this
situation where
can't hear what you said.
It would seem that the difference between this situation and what's going on above the buzzer right is that if I agree to sell you grain, wine, whatever, for a certain amount of money, 30 days from now in the futures contract, and the price changes depending on where it goes, you can pull out or I can pull out where we go because it's not completed. So what I'm hearing is this, is that as soon as she says, 30 days from now, I will marry you, that it is considered to be completed, at least by the sheikh who was said.
See, I'm not being intellectually honest. That's the truth.
What?
I'm not being honest. I'm teaching the Gemara Kedusha the wrong way.
Okay.
But I have to admit that I'm not being honest. So I'll try to be honest now, but I'll need 2 minutes of patience. The Gemara in Kedushin says as follows. A woman agrees to get married in 30 days. 20 days later, she accepts Kedushin from another man. Everybody agrees that she's voided her first Kedushin. But the Gemara says, if she just verbally says, I changed my mind, that's an argument. One of the other says she can verbally pull out, and one of the other says she has to do an action. Verbal doesn't count. Here, it's a verbal. He says it should become hekdesh in 30 days. And now, he's verbally pulling out. And the chiddush of this rite is that he cannot verbally pull out. So the question is, that makes sense if you hold that you cannot pull out verbally. I'm not getting involved in why there's a difference between action and verbal. We'll leave that from a Masechtas Kedushin. But that's what the Gemara says. Now, he's pulling out verbally. So the Gemara's question is, if he can pull out verbally from Kedushin, why shouldn't he be able to pull out verbally here? So what's the chiddush? So that's being more honest about it. Nobody is saying that it's not voidable. You can void it through an action. But you can't void it verbally. And the other man, the other says, yes, you can. Here it's verbal. And the chiddush of the Braisa is that you cannot void it verbally. So isn't that dependent on that machlokes? That's what's going on here.
I understand the action and verbal. So if she drops dead, and I know this is covered, I don't remember it, but if she drops dead.
She was never Mekudeshes. It's not retroactive. He didn't say retroactive. If he says retroactive, then she can't cancel it. It's not retroactive. It's a case not retroactive. If he said, retroactively, you're married from now, there's no way she can cancel it. I have no idea. We'll have to discuss that a different time.
Ask a question a minute ago.
It makes no difference.
You said you're not going any further as a conducive, but now you add something.
But it doesn't make a difference. He can retract, she can retract. It makes no difference that it's two people. Not every difference makes a difference. Why should that make a difference in the ability to retract?
Because when it comes to Corbin, the animal can't say, I don't want to be
Who cares? He can say it, just like he can say it by Kedushin.
Isn't it because
That's exactly what I'm saying. I don't know why it should make a difference. Not every difference makes a difference. Your name is Reb Moshe Freud, and my name is Yitzchak Margaretin. We're different, but sometimes we're not different. We're both learning Dershu.
You gave me the wrong title.
Right. Dr. Gemara. Honey, you can learn the Mandam Chazaris. The Mandam Chazaris, my Ekel Meimar. And for the Gemara, I feel the Mandam Chazaris al Chashani. The Chiddush here is that you can't change your mind, even if you can verbally change it by Kedushin. Why? When you give something to Hegdish, that is an action. It's not, but it is. The Torah said there's a difference between a contract between people and a contract with Hegdish. Saying something is Hegdish is a stronger contract than a contract with people, and the Rosh is going to learn to tell you the reason why. So therefore, even if you learn you can verbally break a commitment in Kedushin, that's because there was no action. But here by Hegdish, it's like an action. Why is it like an action? The Rosh has a unique shot, so we're going to learn the Rosh. Dr. Rosh. Dr. Rosh, honey, chalamah, dhamma, in the chazaris, put to the rabbis, and we're shlunkish, the parakaimer. That's a machlokes in third parak of Kedushin. Like Chatzma, she did not accept Kedushin from somebody else. The Chazaba, she verbally changed her mind. Mahu. Slanka said, "Made a chazaris." Slanka said, "She can't change her mind." Rabbi Yechon Amar chazaris. Shiny hachad amir rasheli gvoi to stress the hegdish. Dr. Rush, why? He didn't give it to Hegdish. Why is it like giving to Hegdish? Dr. Rush, v'chayiv l'kayim dvarav kilu nader, because he had promised a nether, and therefore, since he promised, you can't retract a promise to Hegdish. Because when you donate to Hegdish, that is a commitment like a nether. D'chsev, moitzes v'secha tishvar. When I say, I'm going to marry the woman, I can back out. It's not a nether. But when you say, it's Hegdish, it's a nether. Well, I much ill imagine. The other Rishonim learn differently in shot, but this is the Rosh's shot. The reason I'm a Rassel L'Gvayas Kim Shrassel L'Hegdish is the nether bonds you, and that's not retractable. You can't change your mind on a nether. Zach, take my bite.
So it's not just
because
you're giving it to the
book,
I mean, a
nether.
That's what.
Well, every time you give it to the
Gvaya,
it's a
nether. That's what the speech is.
Correct.
So can you have a Torah?
So that's another question. Can I be Matra Hegdish? It's not the Sugi here, but yeah, you're the Chayri, you can. At certain points, yes, at certain points, not, but it's not here. Now do my writer. Yasir Ravavan, Rabbi Yitzchuk, Rabbi Kamed, Rabbi Yermia. Rabbi Yavin, Rabbi Yitzchuk, Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Yitzchuk, Rabbi Yirmiya were sitting in front of Rabbi Yirmiya. The Kamnan of Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya was dozing off. Yasvi Bikarmi, they were sitting and saying, the Bapada, Dhamma, Padma, Chayshis, or Chayshis. According to Bapada, that says, if you redeem the tree, it becomes Kaddish again. Now that was not a matter of Machlaikas. That was Bapada's first statement, that since you said it should remain Hegdish till it gets cut off, the tree becomes Kaddish again and again and again till it gets cut off. So, Tipshad Dabai Rav Aishia. Why don't we prove what Rav Aishia said? A Shaila Rav Aishia had. Dabai Rav Aishia. Rav Aishia had the following Shaila. Now let's set up the case and let's see the analogy between the case of Rav Aishia and the case of Bapada. Hanaisin Shtei Prutas Leisha. There's a single woman, you walk over to her and give her two prutas. And you say like this, I'm marrying you with one of them now, and when I divorce you in 5 years from now, this should be your second Kedushin. I want to make two acts of Kedushin. I want to make it Kaddish now, and I want to make Kedushin now, and I plan to divorce you in 10 years because I have military service. So I don't want to leave you here when I have military service. So I'm giving you a Kedushin now for when after I come back. That's what he said. Now, listen to my Potter's case. I'm donating the tree now, and I'm donating the tree for after I redeem it. That means you're making a donation for something that can't work now. You donated it now. You can't donate it twice now. You donated once now. And when I redeem it, it should become Kaddish again. That means you're putting in into place a donation for after it gets redeemed. So a person should be able to put in a kedushin for after he divorces his wife. Now, in the case that he's married to her now and he wants to make kedushin for when I divorce you, it's not doable now. Here, the act he wants to do for the future, he's doing now. He wants to do it now and for the future. My father said it works by Hegdish. My father said a guy can donate his tree for after he redeems it. Now, he can't donate it when it belongs to Hegdish. Guy can't walk over to Hegdish's table and say, when I redeem you, I'm making it Hegdish. It's not yours now. You can't be Magdish it. But here it is yours now. And you're putting into place a mechanism that it should kick in again and kick in again and kick in again. So you can, if I had a shiloh, if you can do that. By Kedushin. Are you going to say the same thing? My father said you can do it by Hegdish, so why can't you do it by Kedushin? The Bayi Revaishya, Hanayzin Shtei Prutis Leisha. Somebody gives two Prutis to a woman. V'yamala, V'achas Iskachili Hayay. One should work today. V'achas Iskachili L'achas Shagarshach. And one should work after I divorce you. How can I be Abba Kedushin? Is it Kedushin? So that was a discussion between Rav Avin and Rav Yitzchak, the Rebbe, as they were sitting there and the Rebbe was dozing off. They were having this discussion. Itzibu Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah woke up and said, whoa, Amalu Maikam Adamisam Padnhu Lepadn Acheres. The woman is not you. In the case of Hegdish, it's either Hegdish's or yours. I donated it to Hegdish, he redeemed it back. He donated it, he goes to Hegdish again, he redeemed it back. By a woman, he made Kedushin, and then she becomes her own owner. And then, it's like somebody else redeemed the tree. She redeemed the tree. So, what would happen if a guy donated a tree to Hegdish, and he said, till it gets cut off? And then somebody else redeemed it from Hegdish. Reuven donated the tree to Hegdish, till it gets cut off. And Shimon came and redeemed it. Reuven's words are gone. It's not his tree. You can't make something work when it's not yours. You did Kedushin. It worked. Now, you divorced her. Somebody else just got freed. She's her own boss now. Hegdish is never its own boss. It's either Hegdish or yours. Never goes to a third party. The woman is a third party here because she's getting her own ownership. Mika Madam is Padden Hu, the Padden Akherim. And a woman is like somebody else redeemed her because she's her own entity. You can't go and say to her, you're Mekadesh without her will. You can be Magdi something, you don't need Hegdish's agreement. You can redeem something, you don't need Hegdish's agreement. Hegdish is made to be redeemed. You can marry a woman if she agrees. You can divorce her even if she doesn't agree. But you can't remarry her unless she agrees. By Hegdish, you're always in control. You can donate it to Hegdish, you can redeem it automatically. You can redonate it to Hegdish, you don't need permission from anybody. It doesn't belong to anybody else. It's always under your control, either to be Magdish or to redeem. By a woman, she has to agree. She agreed the first time. Then she got free. She would have to agree the second time. It left your possession when she became divorced. You need her agreement. You don't need her agreement. You don't need Hegdish's agreement to be Magdish. Whatever you do now, you can do then. There, you would need a second agreement. Therefore, it's like somebody else took it. And if somebody else took it, you can't be Magdish. It doesn't make a difference what she says now. Right. That's what I'm saying. Her will now for future doesn't work. That wasn't a matter of machlokes. Ula just said that if it gets cut down, you don't have to redeem it. He didn't argue with the fact that it keeps on getting cut until you cut it down. Lula Maidabaha. That was Bapada Amra, not Bapada. Bapada is the one that spoke it out. One should work today, and one should work after divorce. Doesn't work. You can't make kedushin. I will be isha. When she's married, you have no control over kedushin. Even if she's married to you, you have no control over kedushin. I will be isha pnuya by a single girl. The hashka bashtisus kedushini. The boylei the vayshad a shayla. Midi the avyanatias the masnisin. Similar to the Mishnah. The masnis bahu la'achas yivde yachshu v'gintishu. After I redeem it, it should become kaddish. When he redeems them, he can make a condition when I redeem them. Right. If somebody else redeems it, he can't make it Kaddish again. He doesn't control Kaddush then. Elamidaita. The gam who ain't a beshusa, she's the Scottish lay about karka. He can't take control over her. She has to agree. Even though now she agrees to both, like Chayla Shein is Achar Kedushin. You can't make a kick in a second time because it leaves his control. Once she gets divorced, she's her own boss. Hegdish never gets to the position that he has no control. At any point, he can redeem it and be Magdish. There's no stopping it. He's Magdish, he can go redeem it. He doesn't even have to call anybody. The value of the tree adds his fifth, redeems it. Becomes Hegdish again automatically. Because he can do Hegdish and redemption. It's all under his control. It never is under anybody else's control. Gerushin, it's not true. Once she gets divorced, she becomes her own boss. Therefore, he cannot make anything kick in after she became her own boss. No. It's that Kedushin, given with shame Kedushin. It's the same as the money after 30 days.
And the first
Pooja? The first Pooja is kicking in now. The second one is going to be like the guy that said to work in 30 days. That goes into the Sugya of Attraction. But it doesn't make a difference here. You still need somebody else to agree. And therefore, you're not in control.
She's not agreeing.
I can't hear you.
She's not agreeing for a second.
Yes, she is. She's agreeing now.
For 5 years from now?
Yes. Well, but he divorces her.
He divorces her. She changed her mind. Yes.
Again, that depends on this. Yes, in the Maskana, yes. In fact, the Maskana, it didn't work even if she doesn't change her mind. You can't do Kedushin for when it's not in your control to do Kedushin, and you lose control. Dr. Mishnah Vaita, we are leaving now to a much easier sugya. In fact, the next 2.5 blot, right, almost 2.5 blot, is much easier tomorrow, much easier to understand, much easier to explain. Hanayda miyarda hayam, muta biyash vayabasha. A guy bans himself pleasure from people who travel the sea. So people who don't travel the sea are not included. Right? The guy says, there are people that love to travel the sea. Right? I ban myself from those people. Well, because Margaret does not like to travel the sea, he's not included. Because he doesn't travel the sea. He's not a regular sea traveler. Right? However, if he bans himself from people on the dry land, that includes people on the sea. Why? Because everybody comes back to dry land. Even people that love to travel the sea, that's not where they live. They live in the dry land. They travel on the sea. So they are Yardi Hayam, but they're also Yashrei Yabasha. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. In people speak, we all live on dry land. We live on dry land. Now, you ask me about the strange guy who lives on a boat all his life, I don't know what the answer is. But regular people, even if they travel by sea, come home to their home on dry land. And therefore, they're Yashvei Yabasha. They live on dry land. They might spend 90% of their time on sea. But that's asking where they live, they'll say their address. They won't say, I live in a boat. Again, you have some people that never live on dry land. I don't know what to do with those people. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about people that travel and come back home. So if when he says yard, that means people that travel on the sea. Does not include people that don't go on the sea. When he says yoshayabasha, that includes the people that travel on the sea as well, because they live on dry land. They don't live in the sea. That's what it means. Now, again, I'll leave open the question of the person that doesn't live on dry land. He lives on the sea. There are people like that. I mean, my opinion about that is my own opinion. But there are people like that. There are people that live on boats, houseboats, whatever they call them. I don't know the answer. Stuck to Rush. I know I didn't finish the Mishnah. Mutubi Aishriya Basha. I some Shain and Megillim Larit Bayam. Those who don't go, they're not accustomed to go on the sea. Ultimately, they end up on dry land. Therefore, they consider living on dry land. Now, the next line in the Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't know what it means. So I am also going to translate it without knowing what it means. And the Rush says, the Gemara will explain. So he also felt that you can wait to the Gemara. We don't mean the people that travel. Aku in English is A-C-R-E. I don't know how to pronounce it.
I've always said acre, but I don't know I'm right.
Same here. I know it's spelled acre. But not people that travel from Aku to Jaffa, which is a short distance. Only people that go on long trips. Now, we don't know what part of the mission that's going on. We have no idea. Dr. Rush. Like Elo Hochem Akal Yavu, the Gemara Mepharash Eichikoi, the Gemara is going to explain what this means. Yes?
I want to ask anyway. Yorda Yama, are they sailors or travelers, or either way?
Either way. Now, travelers doesn't mean that once in a lifetime they treat themselves to what is it called? A cruise.
So if they go every year on a cruise.
They're Yorda Yama. They're Regilim Lerit Liam. This is part of their lifestyle. That's Yardayam. If one time in their life they go on a cruise, I don't know if they're called Yardayam. The Rush says, Regilin Lerit Layam. It's a regular, part of their regular routine. Fine, we'll stop here.